Monday, July 27, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. While the U.S. bond market has not made new highs above the March spike, home mortgage rates have fallen further and need another look. They are well under 3% now. It costs something to refinance, but if you can gain $2 clear above the cost, it is worth it on anything of a longer maturity. This is a rare benefit being offered by the weak pandemic economy that borrowers must take advantage of. Gold topped its 2011 high last week. The world is awash with trillions in liquidity. The money is not going into the Main Street economy as much as would be hoped, and is instead creating an asset bubble in equities. Gold is the safe haven, and demand for gold has been global as the world economy is slowing, despite the stimulus from central banks. I do not think that the real economy is going to perform like the stock market, and that there's another leg coming for the S&P when that recognition comes. Inflation? Inflation is currently 1.5%, and there has been more concern over deflation from the damage done to economies by the pandemic and trade tensions. Inflation may be further down the road as a means to pay off the massive debt being accumulated to avoid a deflationary depression. I follow Peter Zinn, and the U.S. dollar is not doing what he suggested that it would do right now. He believed that the United States would handle the pandemic better than other nations, and that has certainly not been the case. That is what should have happened. He has touted the structural, institutional, and demographic advantages that the U.S. has over other nations as reason for a strong dollar, contrasted against Europe as a weak union destined to fail. Maybe longer term, but in the immediate present, the European Union got it together with their $2 trillion stimulus with some huge structural changes. The new EU debt is common, and this effectively bails out weak Southern and have-not countries in Europe. That is not to say that they fixed everything, but what they did surprised many, which is why the euro has strengthened relative to the dollar. The other side of dollar weakness is that the United States blew its pandemic management, which will cost it a couple $1 trillion that it did not need to, and our political stability has never looked shakier than now. This is not the America that won World War II. Weakness in the dollar is not universal across foreign currencies. There are a group of basket case currencies that happen to be our ag competitors, such as Russia, Ukraine, Mexico, and Argentina, that have not strengthened much against the dollar weakness. That is not good. I do not think that a strong case can be made for currency manipulation, as they are basket case economies. What does that make us? Currency markets appear to have things pegged pretty well to the circumstances. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. A Texas subscriber told me that he was wrapping up his corn harvest last weekend and that he was not happy with the economic result. His yield was normal, but both the market and his basis was not. He had committed to a basis 40 cents over, which he said had deteriorated since there. It has often been a dollar over Chicago Board of Trade. Farmers can handle a loss or two, but this has gotten very old. When you read that Brazilian farmers are expanding, experiencing profitability, this is more than frustrating. This will not be solved with another subsidy check. Only 1/1700 of an inch gauged in our farm this weekend. That will not get us very far. I think that weekend rain still missed a good portion of the western half of Iowa, which has shown up on the drought monitor as one of the pockets or regions needing a rain to avoid deterioration. There are still rain chances, but the big front moved through. Temperatures cool from stressful levels as crops sustain themselves on subsoil moisture. On cattle, placements were 102% of a year ago in June, which was a relief. The drought did push a few more cattle on feed in Texas, but overall, the recovery in the replacement rate was modest. Feedlots are limited by having some pens still full of old cattle on feed. The pathway out of this backlog of supply is the hole created in marketings by the sharp plunge in previous placements. The idea is that we'll create room in marketings for cattle with longer days on feed waiting for shackle space. I was concerned that feedlots would start filling that hole from the backside with heavy placements now, and so far so good. At some point, we should start to see feedlot leverage show a pulse again when front-end numbers abate. The size of the kill appears to be balanced with a $200 choice cutout. Packers and consumers are back in the game again relative to beef pricing. All can afford beef again except for those whose unemployment bonuses run out. Unemployment is climbing unless Congress acts. A lot of consumers will be too broke to pay their rent, let alone buy hamburger. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.